Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. First off, thank you for your likes, shares, and subscribes. I deeply appreciate it. Now, when we speak about the shift, which is what we are speaking of in all these series, it is difficult to justify the shift and change that one feels in the being, in their bones, in their sensing, perceiving, in their mind, in their wisdom, etc. So there'll be some nakshatras from the Vedic astrology perspective who are deeply sensitive and who are the sort of first awakeners in this shift, and they are the seekers of this new energy. Which are the nakshatras which will be dominantly playing out in all people, all 8 billion of us, in terms of seeking? Who are the seekers? Who will perceive this first? Because remember, everything is first perceived at an energetic level, at the finest level, at the most sattvic level, and then it percolates down to mind and emotions and then on to physical reality. So this is the way in which all the creation works, right? So which are these nakshatras? Number one, Mrigshirsha nakshatra in Gemini, going from Taurus to Gemini. Now, Mrigshirsha has a theme of hunting for concepts, hunting for things in life, hunting for meanings in life. It is a soft nakshatra, it's a Devgana, and it will be constantly seeking and searching. Now, each one of these seven nakshatras, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to my playlist of 27 nakshatras and look up the life themes and energies for each one of these, okay? I'm briefly covering them here. Mrigshirsha is the hunter. It's like called the head of the deer. It is constantly searching for meanings anyway, even without the shift. But in the shift, it will be felt more powerfully in these people. If they have a dominance of nakshatra of Mrigshirsha in their chart, they will feel it very strongly. And it is done by Mrigshirsha in a mental plane. Mrigshirsha is about more of the mental plane. Being in Gemini and being in Taurus, it is more about the mental plane of understanding of new things. Each one of these seven is a seeker, but they do it in different styles. Each one of us has a different style and approach to understanding these new energies. That's what we are talking about. Number two, Ardra nakshatra, once again in Gemini. Ardra is proper, full on in Gemini. And Ardra nakshatra will do this seeking and searching and feeling and perceiving of new energies, both in the mind and in the emotional body. Because Ardra is a grief transformer, like I have told in the previous one, in Ardra nakshatra. Ardra wants to feel everything at the deepest core. It's the energy signature of Rudra himself. So it wants to feel everything at the emotional distillation point. So it will distill the new energies in both the mind and as well as the emotion, the connectivity, the duality that plays between mind and the heart, because Gemini is a dual sign. It wants to bridge the dual polarities in this life. So even they will feel it very strongly, but both in the mind and in the emotional body. Number three is Ashlesha Nakshatra, which is governed by the Nagas, falling in Cancer. So Ashlesha is ruled by Nagas, the snakes, the serpentine energy, whose spine is constantly in touch with the earth. Its entire spine is in touch with the earth. So these are the most earth-sensitive nakshatras. They will feel if there is a shift in the earthly energies first. Very ground sensitive, and they will feel it like in the smell of the air, like something has changed, but I don't know what it is, but it is not the same as yesterday or last month. This is the level of sensitivity we are speaking of. Number four, in Libra, it will be the Swati Nakshatra. Now, Libra wants to balance the scales, right? It's always wanting to go between the inner and the outer world, the self and the other, the seventh house. So in Swati Nakshatra, they will be highly independent. Swati Nakshatra is all about individuality over collective. It is trying to balance the scale between who am I in this world and what is the rest of the people about. Where do I make the connection? Libra wants to make that connection point where even I am served and the collective is served. At the same time, I don't want to lose my individuality, right? I don't want to lose who I am in the process of doing things for the collective. That is Swati Nakshatra at its best. It is looking for the conceptual form. So in the shifting energies, Swati Nakshatra will be very dominantly playing out in seeking that balance point between individuality and doing things as service for the collective. Number five, we have Anuradha Nakshatra falling in Scorpio. Now, in Scorpio, Anuradha Nakshatra wants to find the deepest essence of love in partnerships. The male and the female, the love, intimate relationships we have with one another. Anuradha will want to find the deepest sense of it. Anuradha might want to explore relationships in maybe even what is called as popularly twin flames, or even want to go towards understanding and counseling in terms of relationships. What does the essence of relationships and intimacy mean in partnerships? Anuradha Nakshatra will be very good at that naturally. That's what in Scorpio Anuradha Nakshatra would do. Number six, Moola Nakshatra, which comes in Sagittarius. This will be another one which wants to dig deep. Moola means going into the root of things. Moola Nakshatra will want to go to the root of duality itself. Once again, it falls in the Sagittarius dual sign. So Moola Nakshatra will want to dissolve the duality and come to the unity principle, the unity consciousness. And it's a very deep nakshatra. It wants to go down and find the root of all duality. It has got the energy signature of goddess of dissolution, like Kali, for example. So it has got the goddess energy and it wants to dissolve and find out the true meaning behind whatever is going on. So they will also pick it up really strong in this new energy. Something has shifted. What is the shifted now? Where do I go from here? What has really shifted? One needs to dig deep with all the tools of the mind and emotion and perceiving we have, and Moola Nakshatra will do it very good. Last on our list is Shatabhisha Nakshatra, which falls in Aquarius. So it is all about collective. Aquarius is a fixed water sign, and in Shatabhisha, it wants to go at the space level of things, at the ether level of things, which pervades everything. Ether pervades all elements, right? It goes to the very conceptual form, and Shatabhisha Nakshatra will feel it very strongly because the shift is happening at that level first. Shatabhisha Nakshatra will go to the concept level of things and translate it, because it's an air sign, it will translate it to new concepts, maybe new inventions, new science, new kind of benefits for the collective. It may be in everyday things, it's not necessarily always esoteric. You see, each one of these seven nakshatras can play out in very physical forms through the human beings. That's the shift at its best. Now let's examine what planets and points and how do we analyze this stuff. Now, I have listed some four rules that I intuitively received regarding the seekers of the new energies with regard to the seven nakshatras I just spoke of. There could be more, obviously. The combination will become too complex to analyze, but Jupiter or Ketu present with the ascendant in one of these nakshatras will play a dominant role where the soul wants to bring in the energies from their Akashic record. Jupiter is the ruler of the Akash and wants to bring in that particular knowledge from ancient wisdom. Wisdom is never lost. It's always there in the ethers. It's always there in the Akash of everyone, of the collective and of the individual. Now, Ketu will want to bring it from the individual old soul's learning perspective, how many lifetimes you have lived, so you have gathered some bit of wisdom. So Jupiter and Ketu are aspects with the ascendant, or even the ascendant in one of these nakshatras will be very powerful seeker. Number two, as usual, if two or more planets are focused in these nakshatras, dominantly I would say three or more planets, then it becomes a very strong theme. They will feel it more powerfully. They will drive it forward more powerfully. It's one thing to feel the energies. It's quite another to bring it to physical world, to translate it. Because we all have physical issues and challenges, right? We may not have the economic means. We may not have the means of money, means of finance, means of getting it out there, or don't know what to do with it. And all these kinds of challenges we are all faced with as humans. Number three, if more air and water element is dominant in a chart, as you can see, all these seven nakshatras are in air or water zodiac signs. So if air and water element is dominant, which is considering rest of the planets in the chart also, so if the air and water become dominant, they will find it very, very strongly sensing and feeling, and they'll be driven to bring forward this new energy in forms of art, science, creativity, in terms of spiritual healing, probably new modes of healing. They'll even become doctors and politicians and lawyers, all kinds of professions, but they will be driven to making that shift happen in the collective. Number four, last one, the nakshatra present in moksha houses, including house number one. The moksha houses are 4, 8 and 12. But including the ascendant in this one, because the ascendant is the driver of the soul energy. So if you take in combination of these four and evaluate your chart, you will find your sensitivity. You will understand why you are being so sensitive to this new shift, why you are feeling a change from day to day without being able to explain what is this change, what is the shift I'm feeling, why does it feel like I'm no longer in the same planet, why does it Earth feel like a strange place suddenly. This is the level of sensitivity we are talking about, and it is dominant in old souls of the planet. They will bring it forward from the finest level of the Akash down to the physical level. Next, we will talk about other aspects as I receive them. Meanwhile, take care, be safe, be happy.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.